At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour two on this program. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Seton O'Connor back from his Italian vacation, his whirlwind vacation.
Ciao, Bella.
Yes, you speak it so fluently. Anything else? Did you learn anything else?
Il conto, por favore.
Okay.
That's asking for the check. That's probably the most tricky thing about Italy is figuring out how to pay the bill at the end of a meal.
I just walk out.
Yeah.
Just easier that way.
Feels like you could.
Yeah.
Il conto, por favore.
Il grazie and go, they call it.
Yeah, grazie.
Classic.
Poll question for hour two is going to be...
Let me recap hour one for you there, Daniel. We had, which sounds better? Slam dunk champion or home run derby champion? Right now, 72% of the audience is wrong. They said home run derby champion.
No, I'd rather be the home run derby champ.
Yeah, no, both is great. Both are great.
Well, why is it baseball gets stars to be in the home run derby, but the NBA can't get stars to be in the slam dunk contest? Why is that?
Because,
nobody has an answer.
Because the stars are like, I don't know. Well, what does it say that you can have sort of like non-star related players and still have it be pretty great rather than the superstars be in it?
I don't think the slam dunk contest is great. I mean, Mac McClung was a novelty.
Well,
I think that's why it was interesting.
Yeah, but I mean, if you look at some of the things that players are doing now, it's insane. I think that the slam dunk contest had a real lull where there was a real lack in creativity. I think when you started doing like, oh, I'm going to put on the Superman cape, that was kind of lame. Or I'm going to jump over a car or whatever. But now the way that the athleticism is at a whole other level.
By the way, written and directed by Christopher Nolan, Oppenheimer is an epic thriller. And this is about the man who created the atomic bomb. It is in theaters July 21st. Tickets on sale now.
They said there's no CGI used in that movie.
Oh.
Should be pretty interesting.
I don't know much about it. I read something about him, but I don't know much about, you know, what the movie encapsulates. Yes, Pauline?
I've got the cast here. Cillian Murphy, you know him.
Yeah.
He's from...
He's always a villain, isn't
yes.
he?
Yes. Peaky Blinders, great.
Yeah.
Emily Blunt, that's always a bonus.
Okay.
Robert Downey Jr., Matt Damon, Josh Hartnett.
Okay.
Back from, he was gone for a while. Gary Oldman's in it.
Okay.
Wow.
Yes, Eden.
The one thing that I saw about the movie, aside from no CGI used in it, is that when people left the movie theater after the initial screening, they were all left with this impending sense of doom, like, we're all dead. Which sounds awesome.
How about the poll? What, Todd?
I was just thinking about this whole derby thing versus slam dunk. I think I'd rather be the jockey who wins the Kentucky Derby even more than winning the home run derby. What's your take on that? Down the stretch you come.
We were kind of on a roll with Oppenheimer.
I know.
You know?
I just
talking about the atomic bomb and impending doom. And
we just saw an atomic bomb.
Yeah.
Oh,
Todd just dropped one on the show.
Unlike Dr. Tom Smith, who showed me up.
Yeah, Dr. Tom was great.
Showed you up.
Yes.
I don't think he came on the show to show you.
Well, he told me,
watch how funny I'm going to be. I'm going to show you how it's done.
Yeah.
Sent me a little email.
Yeah. A wildlife expert at BYU helped us with our encounters with bears. Basically, stay away from areas that have bears. That's not exactly the knowledge, information, and tips that I wanted from him.
Or have a gun or spray of some sort.
Yeah. I went fishing. I could have encountered a bear. I was fishing. I didn't go into the woods looking for a bear. I didn't have any bear spray. Yes, see.
But everything that you said to Dr. Tom is everything that I've also heard about bear encounters. You're supposed to be loud. You're supposed to yell at them. You're supposed to wave your arms. Get away, bear! Don't, you're not coming here, bear. And he's like, yeah, so that's going to get you killed. The amount of misinformation about bear protocol is insane.
All right. If you encountered a bear, a shark, or an alligator, to me, this is a no-brainer. Yeah, Paul.
I'm very scared of alligators. I've gone on like South Carolina. I was at some resort down there years ago and said, don't walk down this path. It's where alligators cross. I ran like, and I didn't even see an alligator.
Was there a sign that said alligator crossing?
Alligator crossing. It was down in like South Carolina.
Do they know that it says alligator crossing?
That's the alligators?
What I was, yeah, how
they,
do they? Yeah.
They don't listen. They just go right through.
Shark is what would scare me.
I thought that was rare that they attack.
Well, it seems like it may be rare, but it feels like they get a lot of publicity when they do attack. Yeah, Seton.
I got two ways that I really don't want to die. I don't want to be eaten alive by an animal, and I don't want to drown, and a shark attack combines both of those.
Right.
That is the worst.
Well, you won't drown if you're attacked by a shark.
Yeah, but you're being eaten alive while drowning. That's terrible.
Well, you might be swimming or paddling, and then you get eaten alive.
Well, until they pull you underwater. I don't think they let your head above water and eat you gently from underneath. Like, hey, just don't catch your breath while I do this, okay?
Or nibbles.
I think they pull you in.
Yeah. Hey, easy on the leg there. Come on.
Teeth are sharp. Ow.
Yes, Paul.
I have some numbers here. Shark attacks and alligator attacks are relatively rare, like where they're fatal. About less than 5 per year in the United States. Mm. Bear attacks more common.
Mm. Okay.
That's what we're hearing.
Okay. Well, having encountered a bear, I haven't encountered a shark, and I've been around alligators. Like, are we supposed to be more concerned about alligators or crocodiles? Are crocs faster than alligators?
One friendlier?
I don't know if they're friendlier.
Like if one of
I want to know which one's faster.
Which one's vegan is the one I want to know. There's a nice vegan species.
Yeah, he has no interest in me. Yeah. This is all plant-based. Yes.
Isn't the trick with like alligators is that you're supposed to run zigzag because they can't turn like that? If you run in a straight line, you're dead. But if you run side to side, they can't catch up to you.
Okay, I don't want to give out misinformation like I might have yesterday.
Hey, you know, the other thing with a moose attack, if you ever, if there's a moose and it's going to attack you, you should run around a tree because they can't catch up to you running around a tree. They can't move that way, and then eventually they'll give up.
Oh.
Those are two things that I've heard about that.
Okay. Yeah, Todd.
People wear Crocs, so they seem less scary to me than an alligator, so I guess I'd be more fearful.
Yes, Paul.
Okay, crocodile or alligator, the myth is that you run in a zigzag fashion because they cannot do so.
Yeah.
That was debunked, fully debunked. They said they run in bursts, so your best thing with an alligator is to run in a direct line away from them. Mm. As fast as you can and keep running because they will tire out fast. They do not have any cardio.
We need to stay in our lane here because I'm worried that somebody's going to, the police talk to Marge after Tommy got, eaten, be like, wait, he listens to the Dan Patrick Show all the time. And they suggested that he run zigzag and he zigged but didn't zag. Yes, Tom?
You're talking home run derby. Next thing you know, they're contributing to my kid getting eaten by an animal.
Alligators just said can run speeds 25 miles an hour.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
I hope it's a very short burst then, like you said.
Okay. What does Tyreek Hill run?
Oh, like a sprinter running 100 can run up to maybe 27 miles an hour at his fastest.
So Tyreek Hill could barely outrun one of these guys, right?
Yeah.
If he can.
Yeah.
Actually, depending on how fast that alligator is, he can't outrun it. If the alligator's running 25, he can't.
Tyreek the Alligator Hill? Can't do that? New nickname.
T-shirt? Are you on drugs today?
What about a nickname? Tyreek the Alligator? If we're comparing the miles per hour for a wide receiver and an animal, maybe there's a nickname there.
Okay. All right. That's
my fault. He didn't go to Florida.
That's my fault. That's my fault. Yes, Marv.
All right, so I'm looking at Wikipedia.
Wick.
That always helps.
Regarding the home run derby, completely unrelated to animals, because that might be cultural. I don't go near any animals.
Okay.
Jonas Cespedes, Mike Stanton or Giancarlo Stanton, and Pete Alonso, the only three home run derby winners to not be selected to the All-Star game. So they're normally guys that are already selected to the All-Star game. And then, hey, you guys want to do the home run derby?
Okay. Thank you, Marv. TJ.
Messes up that whole superstar thing.
TJ in Vermont. TJ, welcome to the program.
Hey, hello?
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Great.
Dan, this is TJ in Island Pond, Vermont. I had a question. As far as the home run derby and a slam dunk contest, I believe, isn't it, you don't even have to be an all-star to participate in the slam dunk contest, but I believe you do to be in the home run derby, don't you?
No, we just talked about, but it's normal that you have all-stars who compete in this. Ellie Dela Cruz from the Reds, not an all-star, but was invited to be in the home run derby. Michael in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Hey, Mike.
Good morning, Dan. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'll try to keep the humor to a minimum so that Todd doesn't feel too threatened.
Mm.
I just want to weigh on the home run derby thing again. The answer is the slam dunk competition. You previously said that there are a lot of guys out there can dunk, and I'm going to have to disagree with that. There are a lot of guys who wish they could dunk. And if you can dunk once in your life, you carry that with you the rest of your life, that I dunked one time. Meanwhile, there are a lot of guys watching the home run derby who are polishing off a plate of nachos who are thinking to themselves, I could probably do that.
It's really hard to hit a home run. Just so you know, it's really hard. You may say, oh, wow, you go to Fenway, and as soon as you walk into Fenway, you go, God, I could hit one off the monster. And maybe you could, but there are a lot of people who can dunk. Now, I'm not saying you do anything impressive. You just dunk. But hitting a ball, you know, 390, 400 feet, it feels like there's fewer people who can do that than those who can dunk. Yes, Paul.
I'm your perfect example here. I'm a 6-foot, unathletic, average-sized white guy who was neither played basketball nor football or baseball. I could, at one point in my life, grab the rim. And I bet you if I would have really trained or something like that or got active, I probably could have gotten a rub dunk. Now I know it's batting practice, but if I was taking pitches from a decent pitcher, even an average pitcher, there's no way I'm hitting a home run. I don't think I could have generated that kind of power, that bat speed.
Well, that's another thing, that when in the home run derby, you have to generate all the power. Normally, if you're facing somebody who's throwing 95 to 100 miles an hour, you can see these guys make almost accidental contact and hit it out because they're helping you. But when you're taking BP, you have to have... You know, you have to create all the power. Dale in Kentucky. Hey, Dale, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan, I've got a personal question for you. You're somebody who has dunked in a game and hit a home run in a game.
Yeah.
Which are you more proud of?
Probably the dunk. I mean, I took this guy to dead center hitting a home run. And it happened so quick that, you know, you're like, oh, gosh, I hit that out. But the dunk was something that I was younger when I did it. Therefore, I think it meant more in the moment. But then I realized I wasn't hitting any more home runs, but I was still able to dunk. And then you're like, God, I'd like to hit another home run here. Yes, Todd.
And you don't posterize a pitcher. You could show them up with a little, you know, staring at it as it goes out or gradually.
No, I didn't even have that moment. Like, I was running around the bases, and, you know, where it's like you get to third and you go, and then the third base coach goes, slow down. And I go, oh, I hit it out. Yes.
That's a hell of a vertical by Paul, too, by the way. They were glancing past that to grab the rim. That, I mean, that's like a 2-foot vertical. At least that's a solid leap.
Yeah.
In college?
That's not bad.
Yeah, in college we played a lot of pickup. I stunk, but I could snap the rim at my best.
James in Iowa. Hi, James.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, James.
5'8", a semi-solid 220. Thank you. Wanted to weigh in here with the slam dunk versus home run derby. I think a big thing is social media has made a lot of the NBA superstars a little cautious of you know, making a mistake. You know, you get LeBron James who would enter into a dunk contest and he bricks one, he's going to be an instant meme on Twitter and everywhere else within moments. But when was the last time you saw, you know, Mike Trout or somebody else in a home run derby actually whiff on one of those balls being pitched to him?
Oh, I don't see that happening. They may pop something up, but I don't know how often you see a guy in the home run derby. They're not throwing hard at all, and you should be able to get your bat on the ball. But I don't, you know, did Michael Jordan miss on a dunk? Did Dominique Wilkins miss on a dunk? I don't remember that. And it probably would have penalized you back then. We got to the point where, try it again. Well, you missed it. Try it again. Yes, Marv.
Michael Jordan never missed anything.
Oh, that's right. You're right. He never missed a shot. Hit every game winner. Yes, Eaton.
Is there an award for best in-game dunk throughout the season?
I think there is.
Is there an award for that? Because that's the one that should really matter. Like, damn, that was a hell of a dunk.
Okay.
That person should be the slam dunk champion.
Okay, how about if you dunk in a game or you homer in a game? What would be more impressive? Yes, Todd.
Does it matter the situation in the game a little bit? Like if you dunk to make it 9-6,
let's say you
a home run late in the game.
Let's say you dunked over somebody. Dunked in traffic. How's that?
Late in the fourth quarter? Or?
Yeah, late in fourth quarter, you know, down by two,
okay,
you know, on the road against the Lakers, Todd. Knucklehead.
I think that matters.
Yes.
All right, what's worse, getting dunked on or giving up a home run? Getting dunked on seems more humiliating because that feels like a more one-on-one physical battle.
And I have I've been a victim of both. I've been dunked on and I've given up a home run. So I was more embarrassed giving up a home run. Because it was one of those where people go, damn, you know, when your teammates come to the mound after that and they go, damn, he hit that hard.
Yeah,
I know. Shut up. Yeah, I got dunked on where I took a knee in the chest.
Mm, that's fun.
And it was a Tom Chambers, Mark Jackson like dunk, but his knee hit me. So he knocked the air out of me, knocked me to the ground and then dunked on me. Yeah, Paul.
The NBA.com has an award for best dunk of the year, and it's in-game dunk, of course.
Yeah.
John Morant won it a couple times already, and they do it at the awards ceremony, and they do it all throughout the season on social media.
Yeah, yeah. That, to me, is impressive when you dunk on somebody.
So we could start doing dunk of the month, maybe, but it's like us dunking on each other.
Dunk of the month.
Dunk of the month. But who had the best slam on somebody
Todd.
Else?
Getting dunked on has to be worse and more embarrassing, because in that case, the opposing team and even your own team a lot of times go, you got so
Yeah, but it's only one play.
Yeah, but in baseball,
I can give up a home run and lose the game.
Yeah, but the people in the dugout of the team that hit the home run, if you aren't making those kind of noises and acting in shock and falling all over themselves on the chair the way they do when someone gets posterized.
How about we take a break?
Let's do that.
Are you on drugs today?
I think I just made a valid point just now. But in general, I seem a little off, little crazy.
The longer you talk, the less impact you have on me.
I should
like you went to get checked on kidney stones yesterday. Did they give you any medicine?
They didn't, but you would think maybe they slipped something in there. There was no IV. There was no.
Did you have to take off your clothes?
I had to take my pants off to put on some kind of I guess anti X-ray pants. Or whatever. I still had my shorts on.
Anti X-ray.
Yeah, they give you like these little sweatpants or something. You tie it and you can't just go in there and just lay down at the table.
But they should be pro X-ray, not anti.
No, anti. I guess anti. So you're not getting extra rays in parts that shouldn't be gotten.
Oh, don't they give you that heavy thing they put over your
Kevlar thing?
Yeah,
that's what I expected. They didn't do that to me yesterday, so I don't know what I got zapped with.
How about we take a break? Harold Reynolds will join us. We asked Jeff Passan this question yesterday: if he was running the Angels, what would he do with Shohei Ohtani? He'll join us next from Seattle. Harold Reynolds after this. Some companies have a super complicated process and don't have anyone with the experience to help you navigate a process known as the ERC tax refunds. Howard Mackler is the CEO of Innovation Refunds, and he's explained how he's helped thousands of small businesses with their ERC tax refunds. And if you're a small business owner, you could start filing for this, and why wouldn't you? Innovation Refunds will help you and help you get to the finish line. Innovation Refunds team of independent tax attorneys are experienced in understanding ways that other companies may not be able to. And that's trying to claim tax deductions as the result of the pandemic. Innovation Refunds has helped eligible businesses claim their ERC tax refund since 2021, and they might be able to help you as well. Go to innovationrefunds.com and see if you qualify. No upfront charge. They don't get paid unless you get paid. Call 1-843-REFUNDS. 1-843-REFUNDS or go to innovationrefunds.com. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
I just saw these analytics on the fastest players in NFL history. You guys want to take a guess? Fastest player in NFL history, 22.9 miles per hour. If you said, yes, Paul.
Chris Johnson, Chris the former
Johnson,
Titans running
yes.
back?
Second.
Oh,
second fastest player behind Chris Johnson. I did not know this. Second fastest player in NFL history. If you said Randy Moss, you would be right. Then it's Bo Jackson, Dion, Daryl Green, Joey Galloway, Eric Metcalf, Barry Sanders, Devin Hester, and Willie Gault. I don't see, this has to be updated with Tyreek Hill, because Tyreek Hill has got to be in there. And DK Metcalf has to be in there as well. Almost 23 miles per hour. And then I just got a note that alligators can run up to 35 miles per hour. I'd like to see Tyreek Hill versus an alligator. This is not including active players, I think. So an alligator versus Tyreek Hill, who do you got? I'm going alligator all day. All right, Harold Reynolds joining us, our good buddy, MLB Network analyst. MLB Network's live all-star coverage from Seattle gets underway at 2 Eastern today. A red carpet show followed by intentional talk MLB tonight from batting practice. Harold joins us now on the program. Okay, we were talking about what's more impressive, winning the slam dunk contest or home run derby. What would you?
Well, first of all, Tyreek Hill, if an alligator's after him, we're going to see really how fast he is.
All
no
right.
doubt.
Okay, so what's more impressive, winning slam dunk or home run derby?
Well, if you're Spud Webb or somebody like that, I'm going with the dunk. Depends on the size. I mean, really, the big guys are going to hit home runs. A little guy dunking like that, that's the most impressive.
Well, but a little guy hitting a home run as well. Like, what's more? Look, how many home runs did you hit in your life?
21.
Okay. That's impressive.
But I could dunk a lot.
Oh, okay. All right. So what was more impressive, dunking or hitting a home run?
I would say dunking.
Oh, okay.
Depends on the style. I mean, just getting over the rim, yeah. But if you could get up and like, get behind it, yeah, that was impressive.
Best pitcher you homered off of?
Ooh. I don't know. Kevin Brown, maybe?
Okay. He was throwing the sinker, didn't sink, and then you took him deep?
Smoked it.
Of course you did.
I hope my voice is hanging in there.
Yeah, what's going on with the voice there? Were you yelling last night?
I've been running since I got to Seattle.
Okay.
Been crazy. And then obviously, you know, I picked Julio in the home run derby. I had the front run.
Yeah.
You know, so I've been front running all over the place. No, it's been good. Been a good time. Really busy.
I had somebody ask me this question recently, and I had an answer, and then I kept thinking if I had the right answer. What's more impressive, what Bo Jackson did as an athlete or what Shohei Ohtani is doing as a baseball player?
Wow. These are tough ones. I don't think we'll ever, ever, ever see either one ever again. We just won't. Not to the level that they're doing it at.
But Ohtani is going to catch on, Harold. There's going to be players who are going to want to do both. If you're getting $60 million a year, and these guys
can do it.
Yeah.
But it was funny. I was on the set yesterday with Albert Pujols and Pedro Martinez. And we were talking about this topic, not Bo Jackson involved, but about Shohei Ohtani. And Pedro put his arm around Albert, and he said, basically what you're seeing is both of us in one person.
Yeah.
And we looked at the numbers of what he's done the first half. He's on pace for a 50-homer season, and his ERA is going to be like Pedro. It's crazy. Never see it again. No way. Guys will try it. They'll never do it at this level.
Yeah,
I don't know if he'll ever do it at this level.
We're not going to see Bo Jackson again.
No, we won't. We won't see those two things, and it's amazing we were able to do it.
Yeah.
But we won't. We won't see it again.
Talking to Harold Reynolds, MLB Network analyst. All right, I'm going to ask you what I asked Jeff Passan of ESPN yesterday. You are Artie Moreno. You own the Angels. You've lost 9 of 10. What do you do with Shohei Ohtani at the All-Star break or at the trade deadline?
I was going to move him last year, you know?
Okay.
I just think he is your Herschel Walker trade. Changes the whole franchise. Hard to do. People are going to talk about it, but you got to go down to one thing. Do you feel like he's going to re-sign with you? If you're going to re-sign him, great. I just don't think he's going back. And so that's a big gamble. You had to have already had these conversations. You know it's going to cost you two players' salaries of a Pedro and an Albert in current money.
Yeah,
so we're talking $500 to $700 million. Are you going to pay it? Because you're going to get it back, marketing this guy. You can make $1 billion in a blink. So are you going to pay it? And that's what it comes down to. It's not, do we like him? Do we want him back? It's not all that. It's, are you going to pay the freight? And it's really, one, you sit down, you have a conversation, you make the offer. If he's not going to do it, you got
to
move him.
Yeah, but like, what's the better avenue to win? Because that's what you owe to your franchise. It's just like Portland with Dame Lillard. You owe it to your fan base to improve your team, and you needed to trade Dame Lillard to improve your team. The Angels and Artie Moreno, you need to decide, can we win with him, or do we have a better chance to win without him?
Well, that's the uniqueness of baseball. You know, if you trade Lillard from the Blazers, right, one guy can really change your basketball franchise.
Yeah.
Baseball, you have to have two number ones for sure, and you got to have a lineup. So Shohei is pitching. If you decide you're going to keep him, then you got to go get that other aircraft carrier or two to get you through to win the whole thing.
Yeah, but you already have Trout there.
Yeah, but Trout doesn't pitch.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, would you trade Trout instead of Shohei Ohtani?
At this point in time, I mean, if you're again, are you going to sign Shohei? What if I trade Mike Trout, thinking, "Hey, I made a nice move," and you're going to get a lot back from Mike as well. But then Shohei says, "You know what? I think I'm going to be a Dodger." What now?
Well, no, I wouldn't. Well, I saw where Alex Rodriguez said he would trade both of them. He'd trade Trout and Shohei Ohtani.
Well, I mean, then you got to start all the way over.
I know.
You got to keep one of them.
What was it like seeing Ken Griffey Jr. there back in Seattle?
You know what? We had a blast. He came on yesterday. I've never seen him as engaged as he was. I mean, he did the HBCU game on Friday. Fantastic. Great event. He was engaged. And yesterday he joined Albert, Pedro, myself, and Greg Amsinger. And so we're talking about Home Run Derby yesterday, right? And in the WBC, Mookie Betts and Trout were like, what's the hitting coach walking around with a glove for? Where's your bat? He goes, I didn't bring my bat. And they're like, yeah, because you can't hit a home run no more. Yeah. So he's like, okay. He said, and this one got funny, Dan. He goes, all right. So I called my wife, Melissa, and said, hey, bring Lucille to the ballpark.
His bat.
We died. Lucille. And so.
What was that, B.B. King's guitar?
Yeah, wasn't that his guitar?
Yeah, I think.
So, so he goes on and says, so Mookie says, you can't do it in 10 swings. He says, yeah, I can. So he does it in 9. All right. And so Trout and him are like talking to Junior, and he goes, you know that thing's on autopilot, man. That bat knows where to go. He goes, there was many nights I just walked to the plate and Lucille knew what to do. I mean, he was talking so much smack, it was funny.
I wonder if he didn't get hurt. I know it's part of the game, but
yeah,
like how many home runs would Junior have hit?
I think he's close to 800. I mean, if you do the numbers, he was hitting 50 a year, easy. And he was in his prime. I mean, really in his prime. He just turned 30, and he was already hitting 50 a year for like 3 years or 2 years or something like that. He'd have ran off another 3 or 4, at least 40-some.
Yeah, Paulie.
Griffey's last 3 years in Seattle, 56 homers, 56 homers, 48 homers.
And yeah. And nobody would have questioned those home runs either.
No.
Because he's not involved. There was never any inkling that Junior used performance-enhancing drugs. Yeah.
Yeah.
He got out. All-Star game coming up tonight, festivities. What's the red carpet show? Who's going to be on the red carpet?
Greg Amsinger, myself, will host. A couple years ago, Greg broke out shorts, thinking his legs looked good.
Mm.
You know, and then all the players come through. It's a fun time. We talk about the fashion. Tell you what, baseball players, you know, I think Manny Machado started it about 3 or 4 years ago with a jacket and no shirt on underneath. You know, so Mookie Betts has the big hat. And all of a sudden, it changed the whole fashion trend. It was cool, man. So we'll cover that. Then all the pregame and postgame, all that on the network. Obviously, the game's on Fox. So it'll be a good time.
Good to talk to you as always. Get a nap. Rest the voice there for tonight.
I'll be ready.
All right.
Thank you, bud.
Harold Reynolds. He hit 21 home runs in the show. MLB Network analyst. A couple of phone calls in here. Yeah, you think about Ken Griffey Jr., and I don't know if it's because he's left-handed, but it always, like a left-hander's swing or a left-hander's shot, a left-hander's golf swing, it looks better. Even a bowler. They just, left-handers, and I don't know what it is, and maybe it's the novelty of seeing them.
Like Daryl Strawberry?
Daryl Strawberry?
Swing was gorgeous.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, Marv.
Is Ken Griffey Jr. on the short list of coolest athlete ever?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
He had us, we would be ready for SportsCenter highlights because nobody's watching the Mariners at 10 o'clock at night out here. But Mariners games were like, yo, did you see them last night? Did you see Griffey? The backwards hat, the uniform was a big part. The color scheme of the Mariners, unbelievable.
But also, he might have been sort of the Allen Iverson to a new generation in baseball. Where, and I remember some of the veterans, they would say, you know, kids got to earn respect and you can't have your hat backwards. And but he was having fun. But the older players, the veterans, had a problem with somebody having fun with the game. And Junior would have his hat backwards. He grew up around the game. He would be there in the locker room with the Cincinnati Reds when his dad was playing there. Played, you know, baseball and football at Moeller High School, Cincinnati. He had fun. But it felt like he was the unwritten rules of baseball. Hey, don't be having fun there, kid. You better take it serious. Yeah, Paulie.
And anything older people dislike becomes more popular with younger people by default. It really is. I remember when Griffey, maybe 90, 91, he was playing at the White Sox. We're like, well, we got to go see him. He's the kind of guy who made you go see when he came to your town. We got to go see Griffey.
And he would be the kind of guy that I would want to go see BP. I always got there early. No matter what sport it was, if I was going to a basketball game, I wanted to get there 2 hours before. Whenever they would let you in, I wanted to go. Because then you got to see things that not everybody else did. And certainly with BP, get there as early as possible. Loved it. Andrew in Washington. Andrew, thanks for holding. What do you have for me today?
Hey, welcome back, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Good morning, Dan, Danette. Hey, Seton, first of all, thanks for sharing your Italian vacation on IG and your stories. That was great to see you and your son going and just enjoying family time and having experiences that you'll never forget. So thanks for doing that. You're just an everyman type of guy. Anyways, I did have a new game proposal for the show. With Marvin's pulls of Cal Ripken Jr., Chan Ho Park, Summer League MVPs, Jeremy Evans, how about we either have Prince's pulls or Stump the Prince, which I'm going to try to stump the Prince today.
If you watched
the Major League Derby last night, you should get this. So only Bryce Harper, Ryan Sandberg, and one more player have ever won the Home Run Derby in their home field. Can Marvin the Prince, can I stump the Prince? Does he know?
It's like Stump the Schwab on ESPN.
Todd Frazier?
You got it.
Perplexed the Prince.
Oh, okay, Andrew. Thank you. Marvin, you've had a couple of great polls here.
I didn't have much of a life, as you guys can see.
You still don't. Wait, what did I say? That was mean-spirited.
Accurate, though.
Let's take a break. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, Time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Oh, my God.
The play.
The play is on play.
Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
Check this out.
Rodriguez, 40. 10 seconds remaining for Rodriguez, who's putting on an absolute show. Left center, pulled that one on the ground, and he's done. 41 home runs. Julio Rodriguez, who flexes now at home plate.
That's courtesy of ESPN Radio. There have been 8 home run derby rounds of 30 or more home runs. 3 of them by Julio Rodriguez. No other player has more than one. That's your play of the day. Brought to you by Simply Safe Home Security. The new 24/7 Live Guard protection is there to help. Agents can speak to and stop them through the camera. Right now, get 20% off any Simply Safe system at simplysafedan.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe. Also, last night, a grand total. Do you guys want to guess how many home runs were hit last night in the Home Run Derby? Most ever, by the way. Todd?
136. Is that too many? Well, one guy just hit 41 on just one round.
This is total.
Total number.
Total of
every. Probably sound very low.
Now, that's your guess, though.
188.
Seton?
550.
All right. Marvin?
275.
All right. Paul?
411.
341.
Okay.
Close.
So, okay. Todd, you were so close.
I realized, like, just 150 short or something.
Got the whole spectrum of guesses there.
Yeah, because you don't realize at the time you watch, oh, there's 30, there's 41, there's, you know, 22. But 341 home runs, the previous record, 312, set in 2019.
Which just goes to show you what not a big deal it is when so many home runs are hit. That's why the slam dunk is so impressive over the home run derby.
Thank you, Todd.
Just goes to show.
Yeah, it does.
Everybody and their mother could just hit it out.
Reggie in Mississippi joins us. Hi, Reggie. What's on your mind today?
Hey, bud.
Hey.
Listen,
Griffey 30 years ago in the Home Run Derby. My God, in Camden Yards. Just remarkable. But listen, I really enjoyed the Bear guy. That was really good. And I just wanted to throw that in there, that the year that Gentle Ben premiered in 1967, bear attacks rose 70% in the U.S.
Now, yeah, because people probably thought they were friendly. And, you know, that show Gentle Ben. Like, oh, the cute little bear. Ow! Yeah. I saw some comments here about Dame Lillard by Joe Cronin. He's the Blazers GM. And he had a few things to say about the Blazers and trying to trade him. They've lost leverage because Dame wants to go to the Miami Heat. I think you're going to have to get a third team involved in this. But here is the general manager of the Blazers, Joe Cronin, on Dame's issues.
It wasn't necessarily intentional. It was just doing what's best for this team. And we kept doing that. And I could see why, you know, Dame would look at it and say, well, this isn't a win now opportunity as much as, or at least as much of a win now opportunity as some other places. So from that regard, I mean, I understand his position and I respect it. And it makes sense to me why he would look to go elsewhere.
He also talked about what the Blazers are looking for in a trade.
In any deal, the goal is to come out with the best outcome. So, you know, it could be more of a win now player, and that would be intriguing to us. It could be a young player in picks, and that would be intriguing. It could be just picks, and we would look at that as well.
They have a young nucleus here. Scoot Henderson, Anfernee Simons, Shaden Sharp. You know, these are good young players, but, you know, Portland's a couple of years away. And you have to have confidence in that person or those people that they're going to use those draft picks and make good picks. Because it always goes back to, hey, Oklahoma City has more picks than anybody. Well, if you have somebody who is really good at drafting, then those picks matter. But if you don't, then all of a sudden, you know, you end up with Anthony Bennett like the Cavaliers did. You got to have somebody who understands what you're looking for, what works, taking a chance on somebody, or maybe packaging those picks there. But for Dame, what are you getting in return? His birthday is coming up July 15th. I think he'll be, what, 33? He's coming off a great year. But you got a window there of 2 or 3 years with Dame Lillard playing at an all-star level, it feels like. And then after that, he might be just a role player. But also, did you, you know, the reaction to Victor Wembanyama, who only played 2 summer league games. I'm grateful he played the 2 summer league games. And then they're going to shut him down. But I'm okay with that. Not many number one overall picks even play in the summer league. But I like that he did. And he's going to go back and now work on things. Greg Popovich has seen him against NBA talent. Now, granted, not high-end talent, but he's seen him in games. Now we can go back and work on things here. Now we have something that we can look at as a coaching staff, and if he brings in David Robinson or he brings in Tim Duncan and just say, hey, what do you see here? What can we work? He seemed awkward in looking for his shot. He's going to get caught up in switches. He's going to be on, you know, smaller guys, but he does have that width, that length, I should say, to be able to challenge those shots, even if he's going against a shooting guard. But he's going to struggle a little bit offensively. Defensively, I think he'll be fine to start out with. Yeah, Paul.
I may be overthinking this, but stay with me. Any chance Greg Popovich let Wembanyama play 2 summer league games, obviously get him some run, but they were meaningless. They didn't really affect his development. And if he really wanted something out of it, he would have let him play for, you know, 6 or 7 or 8 games. What, any chance he put him out there to like get the reaction over with? Here you go. Here's our guy. Take a peek. Here's a look for everybody. We'll move on. And maybe we'll all move on because now his debut in November will be less, almost less dramatic because we saw it. Everyone got to see it in summer when everyone's TV's on it.
Depends on who his debut's against. If he goes against the Joker, yeah. If I'm the schedule maker, right out of the gate, that's what I would want.
You burn it right out of the gate?
Well, I would use that, and then you get him on Christmas.
Yeah.
And then Christmas could be against Giannis or Joel Embiid or LeBron. Right out of the gate, I want Denver against San Antonio.
Would there be a better NBA opener? Let's say they had an opening night like the NFL does.
All right.
Then from just ratings, San Antonio versus blank.
Well, I would think the defending champs against, you know, that you have the best player in basketball against the next great player in the game. Final hour coming up. More on the Northwestern situation and ranking the best college quarterbacks eligible for the draft. Busy final hour coming up. Hope you join us.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.